This village has existed as a gathering spot for people since long ago. While many of the surrounding villages vanished when their populations dropped, this village has almost uniquely managed to survive. You can still see the old traditional Korean lifestyle preserved here. Now, only a small, quiet village, the area was home to an important army base during the Japanese invasion in the 16th century. The village itself is named after the army group that was stationed here. Traditionally, the local villagers would perform rituals to pray for rain during a drought. The rituals were held in a variety of forms, both locally in villages, as well as those performed for the whole country by the king. In farming regions, where the local economy depended on rice paddy agriculture, there was nothing more feared than a drought. If rain did not come in the summer, the local people would fear a poor harvest, and the women of the village would stand at the water's edge and wail in loud voices. They say that the wailing of the woman would move the heavens to sympathy. And so after the ritual was completed, rain would fall.